today?
Hi, I got a call from this number, or they said a call back, something about my tax paperwork.
What's your name?
My name is Richard Williams.
Richard Williams?
Yes.
We don't have anybody Richard Williams.
I'm sorry, where is this?
Who are you?
My name is Richard. I got a call something about my tax paperwork having a problem.
Which number you received the call? Tell me the number on which you received the call.
404-295-9315.
You received the phone call today?
Yeah, either today or last night. I'm still trying to find out who I'm dialing.
Fred,
I couldn't make out the message.
Department.
I'm sorry?
Federal Investigation Department.
Federal Investigation Department?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, is this part of the IRS or something, or state?
This is a legal department working for Internal Revenue Service.
Okay. What do you mean by legal? I mean, you got me here a little nervous, so I'm trying to find out what's going on.
Which is your native country, sir?
I didn't hear you. What was that?
Which is your native country? Which country you belong to originally?
Which country I belong to originally? I'm an American.
You have born and brought up in America?
I have what?
You have born and brought up in America?
Yeah, America.
All right, we don't call Americans, sir.
You don't call Americans? Okay.
Yes.
I'm really confused. Then who do you call?
The people who evade the taxes.
The people who evade
taxes, income tax.
Oh, taxes. Yeah, well, that's the weird thing. They said there's something with my taxes. I couldn't make up the... Oh, that's a mess. Something about my taxes, but it was really broken up. I think I got a bad reception here again.
All right. Did you pay your taxes? Did you file your taxes?
I filed my taxes.
You filed your taxes or your CPA files it?
I have an accountant that files it for me.
Why then he is doing many mistakes in the filing of taxes?
Why am I what? I'm sorry. I can't hear you too well.
Sir, are you doing some overseas transactions?
I have some investments.
Because according to the rules and regulations, when there are overseas transactions under your name, you need to pay the 4% of the transaction fees to the IRS department, which you never did. They have investigated each and everything, and they have filed a lawsuit complaint against your name.
Are you sure about that? I mean, these are just like miscellaneous investments on like some stocks and some company stuff. I mean, it was nothing really big. I think my accountant's taking care of all that.
Still, the transactions are being made for the overseas, and the tax are being pending under your name for the overseas transaction. I'm not talking about the income tax. You pay your income tax perfectly. It is being filed perfectly every year. Nothing is problem in that. But I am talking about the overseas transactions which are made from your end for that, you need to pay the 4% of the tax amount to the IRS, which you never did, and which you never showed at the time of your tax filing as well.
Okay, so, I mean, how much are we talking about?
It's $5,868, the pending amount under your name.
Oh, my God. Okay. I mean, are we sure this is for me?
This is including the penalty amount, the late payment charges, as well as the out-of-the-court resolution fees, because the case has already been filed under your name. So,
what do you mean by a case?
In few days, the arrest warrant will also be issued under your name.
And a what?
Under your name. The arrest warrant will also be issued under your name.
An IRS warrant?
Arrest warrant, sir. Arrest.
Arrest warrant? I got an arrest warrant under my name?
You will be getting it soon, because you are running out of the situation right now. You have evaded the tax, and you are under the criminal records right now.
But so I didn't do anything. I mean, I have an accountant that takes care of this for me. So, I mean, is there something that we can talk to and, you know, just get this cleared up? I'm sure it's just, you know, a minor issue. I'm sorry, I didn't
hear you.
Yes.
You need to clear out the taxes, the tax amount, which is pending under your name.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't even catch your name.
Steve Parker.
Okay, Mr. Parker. So, here's the thing, like, I don't have that type of money all in one shot. Is there something that, I mean, I don't know. I mean, usually
sir,
what I've done in the past, if I owe any taxes, I just take like
not,
a deposit. Yeah.
Sir, we are not any bill collectors. I'm not asking you for any money from you, okay? You are not paying this amount to me. So, if you don't have the funds, then don't talk to me, because I am telling you to submit this payment to the IRS department itself, because we are doing an offer in compromise with them regarding your case, because your case is being forwarded to your local county sheriff department, and you will be receiving an arrest warrant as soon as possible. I think it will be tomorrow itself.
Okay, so I don't want to go to jail. So, I mean, what do I need to do to take care of this? I mean, who do I call? I mean,
You need to pay this amount, $5,868.
I need to pay the full amount?
Yes, the full amount. This is a compromise amount which you need to submit.
Okay, what is compromise amount? Okay.
Offer
is there a case number?
It's 11/100/3636.
11/100/3636. 3636.
Yes.
Okay, and who do I make the
payment
to? I mean, you will be
making the payment. No, we don't accept any of your credit cards, any of your debit cards, any of your bank account information. Because you need to pay this amount by the tax pay vouchers, which are available to any of the government stores, federal stores, nearby you. I will guide you about the stores, but you need to have this amount cash with you.
Okay. And what do I do? I mean, there's a tax voucher or something at one of the local stores?
Not local stores, sir. Government stores.
Okay, what government stores would that be?
Home Depot, Food Lion.
Okay, and what do I ask them for? Just, I mean, you say you don't take credit card or Visa, so, I mean...
You need to ask them about the tax pay vouchers. There will be tax pay vouchers available to that stores. And you just need to take the cash over there, upload the funds on that tax pay voucher so that we can submit that vouchers to the IRS department for the offer in compromise. And once the payments will be submitted, you will be provided with the receipt copy as well as the clearance letter from the IRS department as well.
Okay, so I just go over there, put the money into the tax pay voucher and mail it in?
Yes.
Okay, and where do I mail it to? The main
I will provide
IRS?
All the information, sir. I will provide all the information. You don't have to worry about that. First of all, you need to arrange the funds, $5,868.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. I'm going to go get that right now. And then, do I mail it in or do I call you back? I mean, what do you need me to do then? What am I supposed to do?
Arrange the funds, call me back so that I will guide you the nearest store to you. What's your zip code, by the way?
The zip code I'm in at the moment is... 30303.
Hold on.
I'm actually traveling. I'm...
It's... What's your zip code you told me?
Uh-huh.
What's the zip code, sir?
303. I'm in Atlanta right now.
Sir, please repeat the zip code one more time.
I'm in 30303. I'm in downtown Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Let me give you a location. All right, you have a Home Depot at 650 Ponce D.E. Leon, Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm sure I could. I think I saw one driving in here. So, okay, I go there and then.
First, you need to have cash. Do you have this amount cash with you?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even realize what time it was. I don't have all the cash with me. I don't have all the cash with me. The bank's already closed, so I'm going to have to do it first thing in the morning.
How much amount do you have right now? We need to cancel your...
$2,600? Yeah, that's all I have with me at the moment.
You need to submit $2,400 for the warrant cancellation fees today.
Okay. Okay, so you accept that for now, and then we can, tomorrow morning I can take care of the rest?
Yes.
Okay. When I call back, is this your direct number, or?
Yes, this is my direct line number.
Okay, Mr. Parker. Let me go run real quick, get that tax voucher.
You can be on hold with me, sir. You can be on hold so that... We will have the evidence for this recording as well that you tried your best in order to arrange the half of the payments because you are not paying this amount at one shot, right?
Yeah, I need to go wash up real quick. I mean, if you can give me 20 minutes, it's not exactly like walking distance. I need to go drive there. So
I can understand,
can I
sir, but I need you to keep your phone on loudspeaker so that I am preparing the documentation for the cancellation of the arrest warrant. If I have any queries regarding, I need to ask you. So it's better that you keep your cell phone with you on a loudspeaker so that I can talk to you.
Okay, but I mean, the phone might die as I, get into the elevator and stuff.
You don't have a car charger with you?
Yes. I just don't have reception when I go down to the lobby in the hotel. I told you I was traveling. I'm not in the city.
Okay, not a problem. So once you reach to the parking lot of the Home Depot, but are you sure you have the cash of $2,400 with you?
Yeah, I walk. No, I have $2,600 with me. You told me you take $2,400 just to make sure I don't get arrested tomorrow, right?
Yes.
So,
for the cancellation.
Okay, then. Let me go get that real quick, and I will call you right back. It'll be like 10, 15 minutes so I can go get this whatever voucher it is. Okay?
You need to call me once you reach the parking lot, first of all, so that I will guide you which tax pay voucher you need to purchase.
Okay. You know what? There's a Walmart across the street. Is there a tax voucher there?
No, Walmart people, that's not a government store, sir. I don't know whether they keep it or not, but I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Give me 2 minutes. Let me go put on some clothes real quick, and I'll call you when I go downstairs. Okay.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Parker. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Bye-bye.
This is Steve Parker.
Mr. Parker.
Yes.
Hey, I was talking with Brian and I got disconnected.
Okay, hold on. Let me transfer this line to Mr. Brian, okay?
Okay.
Accounting department, this is Brian.
Hi, Brian. This is Mr. Williams calling you back again, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, sorry about that.
No problem.
I'm actually crossing the street over here to the Walmart now.
Okay. Once you reach the parking lot, before you walk in, just let me know.
Oh, there's no parking lot here. I mean, it's literally across the street from where I was staying at. I was saying it's a lot closer.
Okay. Before you walk in, just let me know.
Okay. I'm right outside the entrance.
Okay. Now, you have to get the restitution department where the payment has to be submitted. I'll guide you with the procedure how it has to be done. They have a PayPal account as your check. If you write a check, your check cannot reach in 1 or 2 hours to Washington, D.C. to submit the payments.
Right.
Correct?
That's what you said. I needed to get cash. Right.
Yes, so you have to wire that money onto the restitution's PayPal account.
Okay.
You need to walk up to the money center.
Uh-huh.
Okay, in the money center, there would be different racks where you can see several cards available over there.
Okay.
Yeah, can you reach the money center?
I'm trying to get to it. This one's weird. Walmart's actually really, really small.
Okay, no problem. Just ask anybody, where is the money center? Once you see all the cards, let me know.
I don't see a money center here.
Where you can see all those cards hanging around.
All the cards hanging around. As far as, oh my goodness, I'm so nervous here right now. Oh dear.
Don't worry, sir, you will find them. Just ask anybody.
I'm trying to find someone here for that too and can't find anyone. Oh dear. I see some cards here. Okay. See some cards. What do you want me to do with the cards?
Okay. Which all you can see, can you just give me one or two names?
I see in-store credit and gift cards, Subways, Starbucks.
Okay. can you see, we need it for a PayPal account, which is known as Green Dot Money Pack.
A Green Dot Money Pack. All right, let me find out. Hi. I'm sorry.
You tell them you need Green Dot Money Pack for PayPal account.
Money Pack? Yeah, they got it behind there.
Okay, yeah, just take three of them in your hand.
He's got it behind the register here, so what do you want to do?
Okay, just tell them.
Ask them for
on
three?
On one money pack, you can only upload 1,000. So tell them you need three of them, 2 for 1,000 and 1 for 400.
Okay. I'm waiting in line, so just bear with me, sir.
No problem. It has a limit. One money pack. It is a green color coupon. Can you see that? It's a green color voucher.
I'm sorry?
It is a green color voucher. Can you see the money pack, green color?
Yes, it was green color he showed me.
Okay, great. Just, just tell him you need three of them, 2 for 1,000, 1 for 400.
Okay.
Okay, and once you upload it,
1,000. Okay.
And 2 for 1,000 and 1 for 400. Once you upload the funds, once you make the payments, they will give you a receipt copy. Once you get the receipt copy, just let me know. I will hold on.
Okay.
Take the cards, take the receipt copy, and say hello, and upload the funds.
I'm waiting for. I understand. I'm waiting for the person in front of me.
No problem. No problem.
Okay.
I will hold on, no problem.
How much are the green cards?
$5.
Okay. All right. Can I get three? Two of them for 1,000, 1 for 500. Yes, 2 for 1,000, 1 for 400. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, so I'm walking back now.
Okay, you got the three cards and the receipt?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You're breaking up. What?
Okay, you got the cards and the receipt copy?
Yes.
Okay. Once you reach your room, just let me know. I will tell you how to use it.
Okay, but I'm telling you, when I get into the lobby, it's, I don't have any reception, so.
I understand that, sir.
Oh, my goodness. I'm ready to go and need a big drink after this. Oh dear, it's not one thing to another.
Thank you
for calling. This is Steve Parker. How can I help you?
Mr. Parker. Okay, sir.
Yes.
Yes. This is Mr. Williams again. I need to talk to you, Ryan?
Okay, hold on. Let me transfer this line to him.
All right.
Brian Jackson, accounting head.
Okay, Mr. Jackson, this is Sir Williams again. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, sorry about
that.
Do you
have the facts with you? No problem.
Yeah. I got all the stuff with me. The three cards. And
yeah. Flip the card one by one. Flip the card one by one. You will see a silver color scratch off part of the backside.
Yeah, I see it here.
Yeah, scratch it off carefully and make sure you don't lose any numbers. And help me out with the numbers one by one, which you can see below that.
And you want me to do what?
Once you scratch it off, you will see some numbers, which is used to wire the money to the PayPal account of the restitution department. And yes, do you have the receipt copy with you?
Yeah, I do.
First of all, just help me out with the store number on the receipt copy.
All right.
There would be ST written on that.
All right. Okay. I see it here. All right. Store number 3775.
Yes. Okay. And the store phone number?
All right. Looks like it's 404-352-5252.
404-352-5252.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, at the back side, scratch it off the first card and help me out with the number.
Okay.
Which you can see. Once you scratch it off, the number which you can see, just help me out below that.
Okay. And what do you want me to do? Do you want me to just give you this number?
Yeah. You have to give me those numbers.
Oh, man. I don't know about that. I mean, am I supposed to go to, like, a PayPal.com website or something like that for this? Because, like, I need some... How do I know...
That is a receipt copy for your information, sir, which has been given to you. And we will just verify that. We will just mention it. You bought it from the store number 3775. And if there are some problems to verify that, we will call them and verify the transaction.
I mean, can I just do this? I feel a little bit more comfortable if I can do this online, so I can print out the receipt right away in case, like, the cops show up or something. You know, I can at least show them, like, hey, look, you know, like, I took you care of something.
Yes, you are keeping the receipt copy with you. Sir, you're keeping that receipt copy with you for your confirmation that, yes, you are the owner of those money packs and you made those payments.
The cop comes here, he's not going to care about... You know, I got some receipt here. He's gonna be like, I got a warrant here for your arrest, unless you have something.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Once you pay this off, once we withdraw the warrant, you will get an out-of-court restitution certificate.
Okay, and
that
how do
be
I get that?
Yes, you have, if you have a fax machine, once you make the payments, once we withdraw the charges under your name and put your case on hold, then they will issue an out-of-court restitution certificate. If you have a fax machine around you, we can fax it to you. Or if you don't have an access to a fax machine, as you told me, you're in a hotel, so we can email it to you.
Yeah, I think a lot of them might have like a little office place or something, but like you know, I don't know.
No problem. But do you have an access to your email? We can scan that copy and send it to your email as well. No problem with that.
Oh man, all right. I got nothing here, and I'll scratch it with. This is just crazy stuff. And like I said, I mean, I'll feel a little bit better if I can go to the IRS website or something, you know, and pay for this online. But
the IRS would not give you personal information. So that's the whole point. The IRS mainly accepts check, but as it was a short notice that we need to drop these charges under your name, we need to directly submit these payments to the restitution department and make an assurance that, yes, your case has been put on hold and you get your out-of-court restitution certificate so that we can make your records clean and make it as clear as it was in the past. But, sir,
if you have a problem about that,
I will connect this line to Mr. Stephen Parker again. And you can go ahead and talk to him that you don't want to make the payments, and he can do whatever he needs to do. That's it. I'm just an accounting department guy, sir. My job is to just submit the payments to the restitution department and guide you how you have to make the payments. If you have any problems with payments,
if I give you this number, I mean, the thing is, how do I get proof that?
I promise you one thing. Once you help me out with the numbers, I'm not going to terminate this phone call. I will be on hold with you on the same phone call. I will forward the information to the restitution department on their PayPal account. And unless and until you get your out-of-court restitution certificate, I'm not going to disconnect the call from you.
Yeah, no. I need to turn around, and I'll feel a little bit more comfortable if I can just, you know, get some proof right away. Like, you know, what happens if you can't fax it to me or something? No, this is the part where I get nervous at. I got to think about this. I'll call you guys back if anything. No. This
sir,
is crazy.
You have to tell this to Stephen Parker that you're not making the payments, and he can issue the arrest warrant or do whatever he wants to. Just hold the line. I'll connect your line to Stephen Parker back. Tell him that you're not making the payments, and we will go from there, okay? Just hold on for a second.
Okay.
Steve Parker.
Yeah, Mr. Parker. So I was speaking with Brian, I can't just pay this without having some type of, you know, some type of proof on my side the second the money goes out, you know. Cop comes here, knocks on my door.
I will explain you everything, okay, sir? You are making these payments to the restitution department directly, sir, as it was a short notice, and this was a final notification phone call, as I told you before as well. This is a final notification phone call. I don't want you to pay this amount, sir. I told you first as well, we are not concerned about the amount. We are concerned about you, because as we looked into your past records, you have very clean records. You are a good citizen.
Yeah, I've always paid my stuff on time. That's what I pay and accounted for.
Yes, and this is the reason we have given you no final notification phone call. If you would have been a criminal, then we would have never given you a phone call, and we would have directly served with you an arrest warrant, sir.
Can I go online somewhere to turn around and at least see this information?
What information do you want, sir? I already told you, you are running out of your time. I gave you a chance in order to resolve this issue. I will provide you time till tomorrow, but you need to cancel your arrest warrant today, sir. If you will not pay this, I will also not be able to help you out in this case. And you are not making your full payment today. You are not making your full payment today. Then also I told Mr. Brian Jackson that please issue him a clearance letter from the courthouse so that if he is in any sort of problem, he can have a proof with him that yes, he has made a partial payment and has a records with him. This was
okay,
the reason we are trying to...
My problem is this. I just need something. I need something to turn around. When a cop comes here, I can say, okay, look, you know, I made a Google payment. Here is the case number.
Yes,
and here's the receipt. And, I mean, it's like, I don't know. I don't know.
Sir, I told you, sir. I told you. You will get each and everything once you will make this payment. Before making the payment, how come we can provide the receipt copy and the clearance letter? How come we can do that? Once the payments will be submitted to them, within 5 to 10 minutes, your clearance letter will be coming from there and we will mail it to you on the same phone call. We will not disconnect this line till the time you will not get your clearance letter. Because
I got to talk to my accountant, Mr. Parker. I appreciate it. I understand what you're saying, but I got to talk to my accountant and get this straightened out. I will
not
give
a
you
problem,
a call tomorrow
sir.
In the morning. I'm going to call him right now.
Not a problem, sir. I think you are giving me a flat refusal. Now, I also don't want to talk with you anymore, and we will take it in a legal way. So make sure whenever the department of your local council calls you, you answer. Thank you.
I didn't understand what you said. You were breaking up really, really, really bad. So,
I am tell you, sir, we are taking this matter now in legal ways because I think you are running out of the situation, and I will forward this file to your local county sheriff department right now and make sure if you receive any phone call from your local county sheriff department, you receive their phone call because they will come to arrest you, sir.
I'm going to have to talk to my accountant. I understand, Mr. Parker. I'm just going to have to take this quick chance here.
Not a problem.
Okay.
You are making a flat refusal on this recorded line, sir. It will go against you inside the courthouse as well. Not a problem.
Okay.
Take care.
I will verify. Thank you.
Thank you.